there are a few things that are really important to Manish Chikaria: his crop, his fields, his mobile phone. When he runs out of fertilizer or needs a spare part, a quick call to his father back home takes care of it. It's so much better than having a landline, he says, so he's disconnected his. Most of his neighbors just use mobile phones too. 70% of the people in this small, sleepy North Indian village have cell phones.
8 million people sign up for mobile phone connections in India each month, making it the fastest growing mobile phone market in the world. Now, much of that growth comes from here, from rural India, and this is where big telecom firms want to be.
India's largest mobile phone operator, Bharti Airtel, is targeting this market aggressively with a colorful marketing strategy. Its vans go from village to village, belting out Bollywood-style music, announcing cricket scores, offering freebies. In between, they get people to sign up.
There are no bridges in many parts of our country. Roads may be absent. Train connectivity may not be there, but mobile connectivity is there. So we are actually bridging that divide and really bringing the urban and rural of India together.
It's not all for a noble cause, of course. Telcos are targeting villages because that's where the majority of India's more than 1 billion people live.
It's not just that the rural India needs telecom facilities. It's also that the telecom companies need to get into rural areas to further increase their revenues.
To capture this market, says Seth, companies must keep prices low. Airtel says its tariffs are less than 2 cents a minute. Sure, mobile phones are pricey, says the head of the Chikaria family, but it means he can stay in touch with his relatives in the city. Gone are the days of a letter a month. And that, he tells us, is priceless. Malika Kapoor, CNN, Haryana, India.